A new car alarm attacks thieves' self-esteem. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. The SoundQuest car alarm company announced a breakthrough today that goes further than merely scaring thieves away with loud noises. The company's new anti-auto theft system harshly attacks would-be criminal self-esteem, blaring such messages as, "You are a loser," and "What's the matter? Couldn't get your GED?" Company spokesperson Ben Riegert.
Any car thief trying to steal a car armed with our alarm system will end up in a ball, crying like a baby. I mean, these things can hurt you.
Riegert adds the company is working to develop an alarm capable of projecting pictures of the thief's girlfriend sleeping with his best friend, Roberto. Well, Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Shoot. Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Always on Twitter Twit.
Mr. Always on Twitter Twit.
First it was MySpace, then Facebook, and now you've discovered the ultimate in ridiculous self-aggrandizing ways to waste time. It's called Twitter.
Look what happens when you don't have friends.
Ooh, I see you're following Britney Spears.
That used to be called stalking. Yeah.
So if you see a guy feverishly typing on a computer or smartphone, don't be fooled. He's not working. He's tweeting about how he's pretending to work. And feel free to smack the twit out of Mr. Always on Twitter Twit, a real American hero.
You're always on Twitter Twit.
Ashton Kutcher thinks it's cool, therefore, obviously, it isn't.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the Morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
It's your birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Woo! Your birthday's yesterday! Yesterday.
It is, but we're celebrating
today. I know. I love it. I think birthdays should last years.
Yeah, huh?
Woo!
Okay, we get the idea. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, May 11th, the day after my birthday. I was hoping to be here yesterday, but then, you know, I just felt, let me sleep in. You know, I deserve it.
I have one thing to sing to you.
Yes.
Because I saw some postings on this. Ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Can't you sing it nicely without...
Isn't that how Marilyn did it?
Marilyn who?
Marilyn to JFK. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's
dear Sam.
It sounds just like Marilyn for crying out loud.
Listen, be grateful you got something, okay? Second of all, how did it go yesterday?
What do you mean, how
did
it go?
You said you worked all day.
I did. You know, can you believe this? I worked most of the day
yesterday. I thought you were like
going to
be laying out on your little porch.
I know, I was hoping.
Chain smoking in the sun.
Yeah, there you go. You know, or going to a spa or something. But, you know, we'll make up for it. You know, it just, it was a busy day yesterday.
Did people give you a lot of love yesterday?
A lot of love, you know, especially on Facebook, on the phone.
Man.
It was really nice. Yeah, you know, I mean, I forget how cool birthdays can be, you know?
I think they're great.
But all the attention is on you, you know? It's,
love it.
You don't want the day to end, you know?
Oh, so you did have a good day.
Yeah, I did have a good day.
And birthday cake?
Birthday cake, you know, the traditional dinner and everything.
What kind of cake was it?
Actually, it was like sort of like little cakes, a few of them, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and it's cool. I'm going to put up a picture of it. My wife went all out.
Oh, did
made
she?
Made like a nice table, you know, with chocolate
Aww.
Hearts. And yeah.
She's a good woman, huh?
She is.
I feel like she like
I
takes...
I mean, she takes this stuff seriously.
She's you know? On top. You married a good woman.
I did.
He said one time, he was like, oh, I could go for some fruit salad in the morning. We were just talking about like what to eat, and the next day...
This is fruit salad.
Fruit salad. Wife, bam, fruit salad.
There you go, you know.
It's a good one.
And I take it for granted that every day I have clean clothes and all that stuff, you know, and I don't have to lift a finger, you know.
Really?
So it is amazing.
Look at that.
Really
look
grateful.
At that.
Yeah. You see, that's what love's about. You won't have to work as hard when you've got someone.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Does the woman have to work as hard or no?
Well, that depends on how you define the relationship, you know.
Yeah. So who's working harder?
She is, by far.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think
I just lie around doing nothing all day.
No, you work. You work.
Yeah, but she works too, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think women always do more work than men do in their lives.
You think so? They do.
Yeah, I do, because they take care of the house, you know. With men, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, and they work, yeah, but yeah. Women do both.
Right.
That's a good point. I like that you said that.
And then they have to raise kids as well and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's hard, you know.
Yeah.
That's really hard. So, yeah, women are definitely strong, you know. And talking about women, you brought a guest into the studio. Why don't you go ahead and introduce her to us?
Ladies and gentlemen across the whole world, Third Rock from the Sun, we've got a wonderful guest, and her name is Tanya. She is multifaceted, talented. Met her at the Los Angeles Comedy Shorts Festival. She's one of the winners of the Short Short category. And she's also a writer for the LA Weekly.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're all over the place.
I am.
Yeah, that's
good
cool.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. So you met a lot of people at the comedy
Met some
film.
Great folks, huh?
Yeah, it is the best festival that I've been a part of.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I submitted films this year just to make sure to be a part of it. I had no idea it was going to win.
Really? So what do you mean your film? You actually produced it and everything?
Yeah, I had two things in this particular festival. The one that won, I produced.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I wrote, am in. And
did you write that, the one that won?
I didn't. It was a sketch I saw on the Groundling stage and thought that needs to be a movie.
Mm.
Okay, so you took it and then you made it. Do they know that you did that and does that matter and how does that work? Because let's back the boat up.
Yeah.
Tanya's telling me how she thought her other one was going to have a better chance.
Yeah.
And then at the last minute, she's like, oh, damn, what if this one wins? And she didn't have her...
Like 5 seconds before they announced it. And I turned to my boyfriend and said, oh, my God, what if Traffic Signals wins? I'm not prepared for that.
Uh-huh.
And... worst speech giver ever, right here.
Really?
Right here. Mortifying.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't prepared for a speech?
No. So the lesson is always be prepared.
Always
be prepared. Especially...
Yeah, even if it's embarrassing when you don't win.
But don't you think people like that kind of authenticity and the humility of just... of being just like, hey, look, come on, I didn't think it was going to go down. And people like, I think they connect to that instead of like the list comes out and it drops to the floor and they're like, I don't want to thank my dog's cat's friend, you know, and you're just like, we don't care.
You know, maybe, and that's what I'm told, but I think it's just my friends being nice to me.
No.
But, you know, you get up there and, you know, the only thing that went through my head was there's a room full of funny people here and they're all expecting me to say something funny and, oh, my God, my mouth is open but nothing's coming out.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So
that's funny. So you just say that.
So the first, I mean, one of my friends is still beating me up over it a little bit. Like, I got up there and I was just like... well, I didn't write it.
No, I love it. I love it. So she told the category is called Short Short. So
it's under 5 minutes.
It's under 5 minutes, and we saw it and it was so funny and simple. It was very simple. And
it's got to be tough to tell a story in 5 minutes or less.
I prefer it 5 minutes.
Really?
Or like when I see
like
a short that's 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know that's too long to watch, huh?
And comedy's kind of quick. So there's something about I think what we saw a lot that weekend was some of the ones I didn't like is they went on way too long because if you're not going to really go into a big storyline and character development, don't.
It's just beating it.
It beats it.
Yeah.
You can't. The joke doesn't go on that long. It's overkill.
Right.
So I always thought, you know, the key to short films is short. Keep it short. Keep it fun. Make them want more.
Yeah.
And hers did that, and it was just a great scene. Kind of set up the premise for everybody.
The one that won is called Traffic Signals. It's two guys in their cars, closed windows, and they're yelling at each other through the windows, just with their hands, basically.
Yeah.
And
You hear in each car what they're saying, but the two of them can't hear each other.
Right.
And they're acting it out with their hands. It's so freaking funny, though.
Really?
It's really funny.
Those guys are, they're phenomenal.
And are those the two that did it on the Growlings? Uh-huh. Okay, cool. So it wasn't like you just went in there and said, oh, I like that shit.
No.
I'm all produce this. I'm going to take credit. I'm going to say, I don't even know you. So you didn't do that.
No.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Now, did you? Can people watch this like on YouTube or
sure,
something?
Sure, they can. They can watch it on YouTube if they Google traffic signals.
Uh-huh.
But pretty much everything I've ever made is on my website.
Oh, really?
TanyaB.net. Go. I don't know. TanyaB.net.
Got it. So this is really so congratulations again.
Thank
although
you.
I told you the cool thing is you want to hear about when people win, especially when people win, they ask questions. What did you shoot it on? All these technical questions.
Right.
And they also ask like your budget, like how much it was, and tell them how much it cost you.
Baja Fresh.
Yeah. A meal.
Yep.
Wow. And, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think if you get the party platter, they'll give you some free soda.
Really? Mm. Wow.
So she got Baja Fresh, and then they shot it in two different cars, right?
Yeah.
Where the cars were like...
My car and the director's car in the back of my house in the alley.
Mm-hmm. And you had to shoot each car at a time, and then in editing, make it like they're...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
wow.
really worried that people would be able to see the brick wall behind the cars that really bother. But it worked out. Nobody noticed.
Yeah, cool.
So. It was really cute, really funny.
Thanks.
It did its job. It was funny. And and I think it was so cool. It's so simple. It was so simple. But you've won so much money off of this. You're like, it cost you Baja Fresh and you won cash.
Oh, really? You win cash?
You win cash.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So when you you won over all the other films...
In that category,
yours
right.
was like, in a category.
Yeah. There were two categories.
Oh, really?
The long and the short.
So it's still cool.
Yeah,
how
it
many,
is cool.
How many categories were there? There was
two.
Only two wins?
I think so. And there was maybe like a sponsored prize for somebody. I can't remember. And there was some screenplay
Some
winners.
Screenplay winners, yeah. Right. Who won the real thing? The big one? I don't know. Either. Nobody knows anyway. So that's fine. I was getting the
food. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
We would know them anyway.
You wouldn't. It's just one of those like, forget that people are listening. I'm like, hey, who won by the way? No, but she did. It was so good, and I loved. It's cool to see people that are doing what they love doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're simplifying it, and they're just doing it. And she's won thousands and thousands of bucks off this little baby short.
Yeah.
And it keeps rock and roll.
It's only been in two things, and it's won both times. I think it should just keep. Going to festivals at this point.
Keep going.
I mean, it's so old, you know, we made it 4 years ago, and it's only, you know, this is the first actual festival it was in, so.
Mm, yeah.
Because it gets expensive to put things in festivals, and after a while, you're like, why? You know, why? But now, okay, it wins. I get it.
It wins, and you make cash.
That's
Well, more importantly, you get meetings, which is what we all want.
Yeah, you get exposure and recognition and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, so then you can have future projects.
Yeah.
Are people jocking your style now? Are they?
No.
Is your phone blowing up and people are like, hey, girl.
Excuse me, I have to take this call. I'll be right back, guys.
Yeah, no.
But it's not an Academy Award, you know?
Well, no, but you go there, and it's hopefully, like she said, you get meetings. You get people that you can collaborate with, and that they can help maybe take it to the next level or whatever it is. And
right.
I'm wondering, has any of that gone down?
I haven't gotten those meetings yet.
Okay.
I guess they're still working them out on the festival side. But you know, I have time to prepare for them now, so that's good.
So
I made a lot of new friends. I feel like I have this little festival family.
I know.
We're all on Facebook, you know. And
I know. I love the people were cool, Sam. You gotta go.
It's really great. Really great festival.
Okay, I'll go next year.
I'll friggin' take you.
Yeah.
For belated birthday.
You think I'd have like
You'd have fun.
I guess, yeah. With short films, I would have the patience probably to sit
through
them,
and
right?
we'll only put you through one block, which is a series of shorts, right before cocktail hour.
Listen, I have a proposition for him.
Okay.
So I have a script I want to make. It's a comedy script. I need an executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
We can be in the festival next year together.
Really?
If you want to... support.
What does that mean? You need money.
Yeah,
that's what you
I need
mean.
Money. That's exactly what executive
producing
means.
Do I look to you like someone who has money? You probably want more than I have.
it doesn't need to be that much.
I see. Okay.
Just wear him down. Just massage it out. Massage it out.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person to come to.
The cool thing also about Tanya is we got to know her. Well, before we go into your other crazy life, because this girl's stories for days. This is why I brought her on.
Really?
I met her, and she told me, you said something really funny. You're like, I don't really like women, but I like you. And I thought, that's interesting and honest. We kind of hit it off. But what's the not liking women that much? I want to hear this. Generally. Obviously, you have women friends. But.
Yeah. it's so hard to pinpoint. I'm not that much of a girly girl. Like, I don't like girly magazines. I don't like, you know, mm-hmm. I like sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And science magazines.
So you're sort of a tomboy, would you say?
Not really a tomboy. No, I mean,
somewhere in between.
I grew up a bit of a tomboy.
Uh-huh.
And, maybe a little more logical than some
right.
girls.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to pinpoint it.
Is it kind of like, I think when you're in a more technical field, like you're I mean, you're creative, but you're also doing kind of a lot of the producing side and
yeah.
the kind of ringleading it all. And
right.
And like sci-fi is technical, that maybe there's a different kind of strength that you admit and a different kind of leadership that maybe you don't see generally with women, so there's not that, you know, relatability.
Perhaps, or it's, you know, it's the opposite. Since you start out that way,
uh-huh.
you lean towards certain fields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't
just
know.
Say you think they're catty bitches. The catty bitches?
The catty bitches, I don't like. you know, like, I remember so clearly a friend of mine from high school that I hadn't seen for a long time, where I was going to see her at a wedding. And I was so excited to see her. It had been years and years and years. I saw her from probably 20 feet away, and I was heading towards her smiling. Just as I got about, I don't know, 5 feet away from her, she went, she like put her hand out to my face so that I could see her ring and just went, look!
Really?
Yeah,
and he didn't like that?
Not a fan.
No, it's just kind of like, it's not
it's
about...
It's just such a girl, that's like... The girl that I don't get along with.
Well, you know, I think of myself as a girly girl, but I think what you're saying is more of like, it's just this narcissistic kind of self-involved world of girl world, and I don't like that either, where it's like, hey, my new baby! Like, I'm glad that you gave birth, but, You know, and I do. I love kids. I actually do love kids, and I know there's a bunch in here one day going to pop out. But
they're in there right now?
They're just hanging out. They're like, come on, we need some sperm. Yeah. We can't do this alone.
Yeah, all the eggs are waiting there, man.
They're
patiently.
Patiently waiting. But, no, I think it's kind of that just, yeah, women are, especially if you get insecure women. Insecure women are the worst. Not the ones that are, like, nerdy insecure that are kind of, like, quiet about their insecurity, but, like, the flamboyant ones that are insecure. Bad combo.
Yeah.
They'll tear you down. They will go after it.
That's
backhanded
right.
compliments all day long. Good for you. You are so brave. You are so brave. You know what I mean? Just all these like backhanded bitchy compliments that are, you know, because they're not, they're threatened.
Yeah.
So I kind of relate in a way. I'm somewhere in the middle with it.
Yeah.
But
I think I might have eased off in recent years on the girly girls. But
yeah. So you like men a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duh. Right.
No, I mean, I love women too.
Uh-huh.
You know.
No,
you
she
just
doesn't
have to be the right kind.
Yeah. She just does. I'm just like the no nonsense stuff, right?
Yeah.
No nonsense. So I met her at the LA Comedy Shorts Festival, and I met her boyfriend, which was hysterical. So this beautiful lady here looks very very young, and she still is young. But her boyfriend, how old's your boyfriend?
25.
He's 25.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a significant age gap, which you wouldn't know.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. You wouldn't know at all because they look the same age.
I drink a lot of water.
Good, keep it up.
Do you?
Okay. So do you want to tell how big the age gap is?
I'm going to be 36 this month.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you look a lot younger than
that. Yeah, she does. She looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're 36 and you're with a 25-year-old? Okay.
Go for it.
That's
Phil.
Good, yeah.
We love you. We love you. Tell me you love them before, you know.
I love you.
But this is you've got a dish that we're on radio. No? I asked you. I said, are there any off-topics?
No.
Said
none. There's, you know, there's just, there's some pop culture references that I'm like, right?
Yes.
Right? So that, you know, I've gotten used to that. I just explain everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I think he knows it or not.
Yeah.
So, just in case.
How long have you been together?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. So, it's meant to be, I guess, you know? I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be forever, but obviously it's a good one where you've been satisfied for a while. Good.
So, how did you guys meet?
My writing partner is young, mm-hmm. and I like having the young male perspective when you're writing,
mm-hmm.
right? So, he had a birthday party, and I was completely just... I was in the mindset of, I'm going to go, I'm going to drop off my gift, have a drink, sit, leave.
Mm-hmm.
So there was actually beer pong.
Okay.
And I think I sat in the corner for about an hour not speaking, and you can imagine what happened. So there were a bunch of guys playing beer pong, and a pong fell under me. So Toby, my now boyfriend, was like, he came by, and he was like, oh, excuse me, my ball's under you. I don't know what happened. It wasn't even to hit on him or anything. And I just said, exactly where it needs to be. And he just looked at me with these... And then he went back to beer pong, and he kept looking over and looking over, and I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, and we just started talking after, and I told him to call me in 10 years.
Yeah.
And 2 months later, we're living together. I don't know.
Really? Wow. It didn't take that long, huh?
I like that. That's exactly where it needs to be. I say stuff like that sometimes where I don't mean it sexually, but it comes up. I was at a hotel bar, and you know how they have the little mixed nuts and stuff? And mine ran out. So this guy was sitting next to me. He was like, hey, can I have some of your nuts? And I reached over and eating it. And so he just thought that was like open invitation. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But I just thought I'd throw that out
men
there.
Men think everything is open invitation.
I just thought it was funny. Like, it was just, it was a pun.
Yeah.
Can I have some of your nuts?
Yeah. Did you move in with him 2 months later?
Nope, sure didn't. No.
Sorry.
No, this dude was rocking wife and kids and wanted to go up to the hotel room. Isn't that crazy?
Well, no.
Why is that crazy? People do it all the time.
It's crazy because it's so like this unapologetic. It's out in the open. It's kind of like what? You're not even try to pretend that you're, you know.
Yeah.
It's like no.
Yeah, they're straight to the point, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm fine. Yeah. I mean, it didn't go down. I'm just like whatever. It's kind of, I don't know. There's something grotesque about it to me.
Right.
I don't know, the whole like cheating on your wife is kind of nasty and crazy, but whatever. It's cool. It's hip. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Maybe they have an understanding.
Yeah, I don't think that she has an understanding of what was going on that night.
Right.
Mm. No, I kind of got the impression that this was... I think even talked about how this is just kind of the way he lives. He's on the road. It doesn't count.
Right.
He's got needs. He's got some needs. Mm. It's all about his needs. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Tanya has given you a run for your money in the chest area, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, let's call spade a spade. And,
as you like. I thought it was well covered up.
It's well covered up, but it's about to burst out, you know, and I can't ignore it.
See, that's the problem is with women that have large chests. You can't win.
Right.
You can't. Look at you. She's wearing a tank top. She's wearing a tank top underneath.
Yeah, you can win. You win all the time. That's what you don't understand, you see.
We're talking about, like,
you see, the problem with her is she puts it out there, and when people give her attention, she gets offended. You know?
No, that's not actually true.
I don't understand
that. It's
the
negative attention when it's the running joke and it gets old. That's when it's annoying. But I'm only identifying with her, and we have breasts, so we can relate on this.
Right.
Is that even when you do, she is wearing a tank top underneath to cover up cleavage and wearing, you know, full coverage. It doesn't matter. There's still always going to be an issue, right?
Yeah.
That's
especially, I grew up in New York, and getting on that subway in the morning when it's really crowded and there's lots of really short Asian and Mexican men.
That's
nightmare.
Funny how the problems that you could have.
No, seriously, I started to hunch because of it. Because otherwise, you're like on the subway, they're right here.
Right.
You know, so I started doing this.
You're like, it ain't a buffet, guys. We're not. It's not nap time. Back off. Right?
Yeah.
You know Sarah, my roommate, she's so tall, and when she hugs me, you know, her boob is right near my mouth. And I got to tell you, I just feel so comfortable, and I lean up in.
It's nurturing.
I lean up on one, and I was like, And she's like, Kara, that is sick. I'm like, just stay still. Just don't take this away from me right now.
But when men want that, then she's antagonizing them about it, you know?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, well, you know
everybody wants to lay a head on their breasts. Or not on their breasts, but on breasts, period, you know?
There we go.
I mean, think about it. It's the first thing we see when we come out, you know, the womb, you know? And
it's a source
of nourishment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, and they're decorative now. I mean, you're not going to go around getting your, like, lunch from boobs now. I mean...
No, you're not.
They're decorative. They're not... That's not happening, you know? A little milk for your coffee or whatever. It's not going down, so...
Yeah. You know. But you know, I mean, from a physical point of view or evolutionary point of view, they represent fertility, I think, you know, and people are attracted to that.
I understand.
You know.
I understand.
So, so, I mean, you could easily dress like she does, but you don't want to. You want to put it out there. You know, you like your cleavages.
I've got barely
and so
any
do
cleavage
people.
Showing right now.
Okay, I'm not talking about today. I'm talking in general, though.
See, for me, that's going out with a lot of cleavage.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This thing is natural, really? I feel straight up al natural, girl. I got natural cleavage. It's not like...
For me, that's a Saturday night right there.
Really?
Yeah, you see, she doesn't...
Well, you gotta get out.
She doesn't realize how people, you know, perceive
it's
her.
It's not that I don't realize it, but there's still a level of tact and respect, and that when you see something, you don't always have to say something about it. And that's all I'm saying is you see
We're
it.
On the fucking radio. Relax.
Hey, and guess what? We've got opposing viewpoints for a reason because it's entertaining. So
that's
I'm allowed...
True.
You didn't hire me to sit here and go... I'm telling you what I think.
How do you know that?
Yeah, right. You wouldn't have hired me, Sam.
I need a yes sir all the time.
He just wanted to see cleavage in the morning.
There you go. And you know what? The funny thing is, when she was here the first time, she was sitting where you are. And there was another guest. I did not even notice she had a... not a cleavage, let alone big breasts. You know,
I wasn't aware of it.
To be honest with you,
I was surprised
until we went outside and took pictures.
Oh, really?
You know,
I'm proud of you.
Oh, you were surprised I picked you because of it?
No. Because I thought you liked her more than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought you were attracted to her. And I was like, Sam.
But it's not about being attracted. It's
I know, but I didn't know you, Sam.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know if you're just like a whacking wiener, just like letting the wiener do the picking, and you're like, forget it being a good host. We'll just go with the girl that we were more attracted to.
Yeah.
These guys do shit like that. Let's be honest.
Sure.
Anyway, off the breast topic.
But I can tell you that remembering then, I think you were more attractive.
See how it comes back full circle.
No, I mean, I'm honest.
You're sweet.
I'm honest.
Thank you.
Yeah, I picked you for your looks.
Thank you. I'm so pretty. I can't handle it. Hey, listen. So this lady over here, it gets crazy. You ready for Crazyville?
Sure.
This isn't even crazy.
What? No, not me. You.
No, I know. I know where you're going.
I think it's great. I mean, crazy in the sense of it's unconventional.
Okay, go.
Like the job and everything. I think it's great. So one of the cool things about Tanya... Is she
one of the many?
One of the many
cool
thousands.
Things. Thank you.
Or the only the ones that I know of though is that she's a writer for LA Weekly, and she writes about
My sex life. There's a new section called LA After Dark, and it is the naughty section. So
I know you'd love it, Sam.
I would love it, especially knowing that I know the writer now.
Well, one of them. There are many writers.
Really. But you have your own column.
I contribute weekly. I do several things. I have one of the things I do is I just write about my history.
Right.
You know, funny stories that I've had. And I also do, with my boyfriend, I do a sex position review.
I see. Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, when you're not single and you're with the same person, how much is there to say about your personal life
that
they don't mind, you know?
Right.
I see. So you go based on your experience and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not your current sex life necessarily, but
a little bit.
Yeah.
The last thing I submitted was about we went to Sundance this year because he had a movie in it, and it was 10 days of I didn't see a penis because you live in a house of 15 people. So
really,
it was the piece is about Sundance, but it's sexless Sundance. So
I see.
I love that sexless Sundance. How was that? So 10 days, no.
Yeah.
How was it? Were you getting itchy? Were you getting like...
Well, you know, it was very busy. They were always out doing photo shoots and interviews and, you know, whatever it is you do when you have a movie in Sundance. And, you know, we tried once in the bathroom while everybody was home because it was like 7 days in or something. And everybody was busy, you know, so we're like, all right, we're in the bathroom. Let's just try it.
Yeah.
And
so you all had to stay in the same place?
Well, you
all
know,
these people?
During Sundance, even the hotel rooms go up to like, I heard something insane,
really?
Like 12... Okay. 1,200 a night or something, or 12,000. I don't know. I heard some crazy numbers. So the director's parents rented a condo for anybody who wanted
to
come.
Cool. Okay.
So
all right, go on.
So we hadn't planned on being there the whole time.
Right.
But it just turned out that it was fun and we stayed. And
so you did it in the bathroom.
We tried, and about a minute in, he leaned on the towel rack and it came crashing.
I've done that before. I had a makeout session and I got into it. And I ripped this guy's towel rack off of his wall.
Yeah.
And then I,
happens.
4 years later, ran into this guy randomly at a mixer.
Hey,
towel rack, right?
You didn't remember his name?
No. I mean, no, I remembered his name. We weren't like super close. It was just one of those weird things you do, you know?
Yeah.
But I remember it was just, I was so like feeling so bad that I ripped this out of the wall, but he just thought it was the coolest thing. Like,
towel rack.
Was there any, but there was nobody else around?
You were just... No, I didn't have to explain to anybody afterwards.
Yeah,
did you guys have to?
I didn't realize.
They're
were
not sturdy. Towel racks, people,
no.
If you need a lean.
Don't lean.
No, towel racks are not the way to go. Those things are flimsy as heck.
Yeah.
They're not good. And they're going to.
Well, there was a girl on the other side of the door that I didn't... Well, there were two doors in the bathroom. One was the hallway, you know, the one that led to the hallway, and the other one led into the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never really noticed because there were so many things hanging on it, and all I heard was, are you okay in there? And we both went, yup! You know?
Yeah.
So how did... So you guys just quit at that point? You're like, this is too dangerous.
Yeah.
This is going to be a liability. We're not going to get a deposit back, right? If we keep it up, mirror's going to break. That's not cool.
Right.
So, okay, so you went 10 days. Now... You're in your 30s, he's in his 20s. Is that just an amazing combo sexually or no?
Sure.
I mean, you think of as far as drive goes.
You know, I don't know. I know we're supposed to have this amazing sex drive in our late 30s, I guess. I'm not there yet, right? Mm. But my drive's always been
fairly
the same.
But you still like it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you still have a drive, obviously, if you write about it and stuff, you know.
I haven't lost it.
You haven't lost it. Cool.
She's like, I'm a human female mammal. Yeah.
35.
No, but you know, you hear that in the 30s, women, they start kicking. They just like,
I have. I don't know when. That's what sometimes I think it happens in the early 40s, right?
Mm. I don't know when it happens. Yeah.
But I almost feel like, is it really biological, or is it just, you know what, I'm 40, mm-hmm. fuck it. I don't care.
Exactly. Whatever I can get, right?
Is it kind of like, you become more uninhibited, I guess, when you get older?
Maybe it's partially that. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. No, when you get more experience, it's less games, you know, and you'll discover that. You know, it's like when you meet someone.
How old are you?
28.
You know, you don't play the games. It's like you both want to go to bed together, then you just do it, you know? And I think that's one thing that comes from, you know, being a little older and stuff, you know? You know, because, I mean, in your 20s, there's still, like, games and chasing and all that stuff going on.
I like games. I think they're fun.
Yeah, well.
Keeps it fresh.
I know, but you're probably frustrating a lot of people, too.
Okay, well, let them speak for themselves, Sam. If you're frustrated out there, send me an email. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
There's not a lot, you know, like I said, I've taken the car for a spin, but there's not a whole lot of mileage, so I haven't pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Listen.
So you have a lot to describe in your articles and stuff? I mean, obviously,
sure,
so you've been through a lot
really
of sexual.
Sure, I have some really fun stories. Well, you know, it's funny. I didn't think I did until I started thinking about it and be like, oh, I should write about that.
Really?
Oh, I should write about that one too. Oh, that was funny. You know, so you just start thinking. I'm sure you can, if you start thinking about your past experiences, they'll be funny enough to write, or at least you can make it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially the one outside Chippendales where I did this chick in the car.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I never told you this one.
Were you a dancer?
No, I wasn't a dancer.
What were you doing at Chippendales?
When I was young, in my 20s, you know, I figured that the chicks must be really horny after a show at Chippendales.
Oh my gosh,
so,
you really?
And I found that they let guys in after the show. You know, so then
that
there
is
you
a
have like
desperate
a,
horny man. I can't
no,
believe there, you thought
like
of
that. No, there's like a long line of guys and stuff. And
really?
Yeah. So
wait,
I went,
so that, wait. So so it's like you have these caged women.
They're not caged. Well, oh, you mean in the club?
They're in the club.
Okay. And then the men just, they're outside waiting to get in.
Right, after the show's over. And then the women are all horny. And you know what? Sure enough, you know, I get into the club. I went with a friend. Before I know it, this chick is like grabbing me by the arm. What would you like to drink? We go to the bar and stuff. Before I know it, I'm telling you, like 15 minutes later, we're like banging in my car, you know. And I couldn't even believe it because this stuff happens only in movies, you know. It was fun, you know. So then we go back in, and all her friends are there. And apparently, this was like her bachelorette party, right?
Oops. So you guys already did it, and you went back in?
Yeah. And all her friends are looking at me like, what the fuck, you know?
So for the guys that are listening, Chippendales.
Yeah, go to Chippendales. Outside. Although, I don't know, do they still have Chippendales?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, because this was like back in the 80s, you know?
Yeah, and they also have...
I would never go, though.
No.
Does that sound exciting to you?
No, but there's also like that the Australian or New Zealand mail review.
Oh, I've heard that, like the Outback or something like that, some crazy...
In Vegas,
I think. They do have it in Vegas and that.
I'd rather go, one of my friends, because she kind of thinks the way you do, where you like, she like plots this crap out. She's like, where can we put ourselves in the most opportunistic position? And maybe it's not necessarily for sex, but it's like, whatever, just to meet like the kind of guy she'd want to meet. So she literally was planning a Vegas trip the weekend where the firemen's convention was going to be in Vegas. And she's like, we're going, Kara. There's a fireman there. And I was just laughing so hard because she really put some time and energy finding out like when the next convention was going to be.
But the firemen, not like the entrepreneurs, like the firemen.
I don't think she was looking for the man she's going to marry. She just wanted to meet hot men. And firemen are hot. I mean,
I have to tell you,
they are.
They're, you know, in New York, fire truck, full of hot firemen.
Really?
Here, not so much.
Yeah. Really?
Not so much here?
Yeah.
I've met a couple hot firemen.
Yeah, but like when you're looking at a truck full, like truck per truck.
Yeah, truck per truck, truck per capita. That's funny.
I'd say East Coast firemen.
Yeah, I have to check it out. But no, this fire dude would like to be fire dude. This fire dude liked me one time. It just didn't work out, but he was super hot, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all beefy and, you know.
Yeah. You girls like them when they're in uniform and stuff, huh?
Depends. I mean, I don't want to see him in like a McDonald's uniform. That's not going to really do it right. for me. But
the fireman's uniform does it.
That's kind of hot. I kind of want to act like I'm burning in a building or something and see what happens.
Well, firemen, are like, they're I think they're the closest thing to superheroes that we have.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's what it is. The red suspenders and stuff. I would love
they
it.
They walk into fire.
Red suspenders. That's what she noticed.
Is what I'm saying.
That's true, actually. That's true. No, I think.
Oh,
I
yeah,
think,
they do.
Shut up. No, that is I yeah, fire guys, hit it up, hey. But no, my friend, she like plotted and planned how to meet dudes, you know, and I've never really put that much energy into it or thinking about it, but it's kind of like a smart person's way to think of that. You're like entrepreneurs, right? You're looking more at
I'm just thinking, if you're going to plan a whole trip around meeting the guy or some guys, or if you're going to put money into it and like take a 4-hour drive, make it. I was expecting it to be like, you know,
millionaire,
the millionaire convention.
Yeah. No. All the millionaires in the world are hanging out that weekend. Lines will be forever.
Yeah. I didn't expect firemen. That's all.
Yeah.
I understand firemen. They're awesome, but I'm just listening.
You know, rich guys, the rich part about them is pretty cool, but that doesn't necessarily mean these guys are good looking or that they're like.
No, I think just the way you were describing her.
Yeah, yeah, that she was kind of like more advantageous in the money department. No, she just wanted to have a good time.
Yeah, I suppose. Have you ever been in a threesome before?
Damn, he's getting right to it.
Well, you want to talk?
No,
you talk about your sex life in the papers. You haven't done that.
No.
Have you done any group sex at all?
I haven't. I have been to an orgy though.
Mm-hmm. But
how
you
did
didn't
you
participate.
Get that invite?
Well, strangely, all my friends are either comedy writers or performers, or they're in the sex industry in some way or another.
Okay. Mm.
I used to work at the Museum of Sex in New York, and one of the people I met there, she's a sex educator. Uh-huh. So she, you know, her friends are in that field as well. So she took me to a party. I didn't even know we were going to one, but she was like, "Hey, my friend's hosting this party. I need to talk to her about something. You want to go?" I was like, "Sure."
You're like, should we bring some wine? Stop off. Call. We'll see what they need. Maybe a bag of ice. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was like, "Oh, by the way, when we get there." So by the way, you know, this is kind of like a. I don't know what she called it. She didn't call it an orgy. She called it a sex party.
There's probably some cool new age way to spin it. It's like a sexual discovery party with, you know, sexual exploration party. Yeah. You know?
So what happened? So you walk in.
Well, this was a while ago, but I'll tell you what I remember. It was in New York. It was a very large. I want to say it's an apartment, but it had a lot of rooms, and one of the living room, I guess, had a bar area. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was a converted loft to whatever. Mm-hmm. So you walk in, and there's a bunch of people in normal clothes, a bunch of people in leather clothes, all over the place.
Yeah.
So room on the left, we had a guy, I think, tied to a bed, and people just tickling him with feathers.
Really?
Then there was a room.
So that's kind of like a display. That's more like the display area. they're like human props.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we had the room. There was a pile of people just doing whatever on top of a bed. Then there was. This is one of the images that's very clear in my head. There was in the living room area. There was a couch, and there was one guy sitting, getting a blowjob from another guy. But he was wearing, okay, he had up here normal hair, normal like glasses, hair, like Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was wearing a little girl, like a schoolgirl skirt. And really
that's the
high
guy
heels.
That's giving the blowjob?
Yeah, and very high heels and socks, body socks. And then when he got up, he just looks like your accountant. You know?
That's
just
a trip. Now, is this stuff, I mean, I guess it is for them. I mean, is it sexy?
I suppose.
I mean, did you walk in going, this is sexy, or were you this is more like the Museum of Natural Sex, unnatural sex, or whatever?
Well, the one thing that I didn't appreciate, which, again, reminds me of being on the subway in New York, is there was a guy there who I like to refer to as the toucher. Mm-hmm. He sat behind, there were a couple of benches behind sort of, I don't want to say gated, but behind, like, it just had little slots.
You got me already at gated. I'm like, whoa.
It's not gated. It's not
chain
gated.
That thing up or whatever. No, go on.
Let's just, there's a couple of benches, wall behind you that has slots in it, okay?
Okay.
Right.
So he just sat on the side of the wall that was covered and just kept his hand out through one of the slots, and he would just great, you know, just like
whatever
gently touch people as they walk by. And that was the creepiest thing to me.
Really?
In the room. Just like, oh, what
so
the fuck
like
was
that? So
it's
like a glory hole, but with your hands.
Yeah, he was just really into touching.
Yeah.
Just like, okay.
Yeah.
So at what point were you like, hey, let's go? Or were you like,
yeah,
hey,
I'll
let's
tell
jump
you.
In?
I'll tell you. When there was this one very large black man that kept going, hey.
And you're like not. No.
And you're like peeing in your pants, right?
And I'm like, where is she? And my friend, just you know, she is normal to her. She knows everybody in there. She's just running around talking to her. I'm like, don't leave me again.
Is it kind of like if you go to which I've never been. That's not true, actually. I'll get to that in a second. But like a nude beach or a nudist colony, and then some people are wearing clothes. Is it weird like that? Where like if you're not participating, you're like. Or is it like whatever?
I think it's whatever, because some people are just, you know, into the watching of it.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And some people are exhibitionists. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
I went to a place in Austin. I wanted to lay out nude because I just thought, oh, you know, I want to try it, see what it's like. Not that it's that amazing, but just, you know, no tan lines. And there's this lake called Hippie Hollow Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend and I was like, hey, let's go. We're totally going to go get our naked tan on. So we roll up and we're clothed. And, you know, I wasn't going to like walk around. I was just going to like disrobe when I find my little area to just, you know, tan it up. Well, and you're not supposed to have cameras or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we had cameras. So we're walking in and everybody's full blown naked, but it's not the people you want to see naked.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
right.
grandmas, right. grandpas, and men that are like proud. And I'm like, I don't know why you're so proud right now. They just stand like there. They're like,
do they do that with their chins?
Whatever they're doing, but they're like looking at us. And we're like young meat. Like we're still like not wrinkly yet and supple or whatever. And they're like you're waiting to see. They're waiting to see when we take over. I was like, hell no. I'm getting way far away. But they're just, you know, letting it all hang out. And they're just a sense of pride that I didn't get. I mean, it's cool if you feel comfortable in your skin and you're
yeah,
naked.
Yeah, why wouldn't they feel proud?
Well, I don't mean yeah. that. I don't mean like, hey, you're comfortable in your skin. But yeah. it's like they were standing there like they wanted us to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look down here. And it just, you know, wrinkly slab of balls and like, you know, just, you know. And if it's not erect, it's not anything to brag about, right?
Right.
So we got way far, far, far away. And then we ended up going in the lake, and then we took off our suits in the lake for like 2 minutes. We're like, oh my gosh, we're naked! Oh, we're naked! We like put it back on, and we got out, and we left.
Yeah.
Felt like little kids though, naked in the lake.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
kind of fun.
So it's okay
yeah.
to be. You can still be wearing a bathing suit at the nude beach.
I don't really know. I mean, you weren't supposed to have cameras, and I had cameras, so I don't really know. I mean,
right.
nobody was going up to me, but I think they were just waiting.
Excuse me, little girl, you're not allowed to be wearing clothes here.
Yeah, sorry, you're going to drop those panties, like, now. No, I don't know. But we just kind of, like, beeline for, like, far away from people.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
So,
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, Kira and sex is like water and oil. They don't mix, you know?
It's not true.
So it is true. It is true. You see, because what happens is...
Which is not the image she portrays at all.
No, you see? There you go. You see? There
Everybody's
you go.
Everybody's got... I don't have the problem. You got the problem. I don't have a problem.
What's the problem? What am I missing?
I have a different view on sex. I'm waiting until I'm married to have sex. I've already had sex.
What?
But it's not only that, though. It's
but
not
it's,
only
we talk
that.
About it all the time.
No, I mean, but people are gawking at you, and you're like, you know, I mean, you get offended by that. You
no,
know?
Sam, what
and,
you beat the dead horse. That's my only issue. I actually am pretty aware of my body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of what I dress. I enjoy a level of the attention.
Right.
And for the most part, it's not an issue when I go out. It's
okay.
just when you... beat the dead horse. That's only mm-hmm. that's my only issue. I know yeah. I know what I look like.
But nobody's beating a dead horse. It seems like it to you.
You bring it up all the time.
What?
You're like,
well, because every time we talk about sex, it's like you're being judgmental, you know?
How am I being judgmental? I'm just saying what I believe, that's all. You're judgmental of what I believe. There you go. Boom. Back on you.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We have another guest coming, Mother Love, who started the show with us yesterday, and she's a lot of fun. So she should be here in about 20 minutes or so. Until then, well, not until then, but for the next few minutes, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back right after this.
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk, only on LA Talk Radio.
Your favorite talk station. Your talk station. I've been trying to find a situation to straighten out my life. Cause it
Shitty Talk Radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Is this your Mariah Carey?
Listen, I love me some Mariah. Old school Mariah. I used to sing her all the time.
Do it.
When I was in fourth grade, went to a talent show. I got cast in a talent show. And you know that song, Make It Happen? Do you guys remember that? No? Or Emotions?
I don't know. Sing it.
I feel good. I feel nice. I've never been so satisfied. Pop, pop. I'm in love. I'm alive, intoxicated, flying high. No. Feels like a dream. Anyway.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Well, I'm not singing it full out because it will probably bust the microphone.
Yeah, because you're not giving it your all.
No, because I don't know if the mic will... It'll be too much.
It'll handle it.
Really?
You know mic techniques, don't you, when you sing?
You pull away.
You pull back a little bit.
Usually, every time I try to... I don't know. I don't trust... Like, I didn't know how it would work in a studio like this. But either way.
Okay, never mind.
Never mind. Anticlimactic.
Never mind.
So, her other article, though, is a sex position.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Update us.
Our evil editor gives us positions with a link to an animation, and we have to do it and report back. And generally, they are impossible.
Really?
Or you have to be really flexible or athletic or strong to do them.
Right. So why do people do them? I mean, what's
the
point?
I don't know.
So they're not that like mind-blowing just to say you could do a pretzel thing and like hang from a chandelier and do it?
Yeah. Well, sometimes they'll lead to other fun things, mm-hmm. you know, that you don't have to worry about, can I hold myself up in this position for more than 3 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah. And then, you know, it gets fun, but then it's like, what do we have to do now? All right, hang on. And then there's all this adjusting and, like, moving furniture and, like, no, you're like, you gotta go do this, okay? And then before you know it, it's like, I lost the mood. And then you have to start over again. Like, usually they all end with, why would anybody do this?
Exactly.
That's really funny.
There's a few basic positions and everything else is acrobatics, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, do you have a favorite, though? Is there one that you love, just basic, straight up missionary? Or is there like something that you're like, okay, off the beaten path, I like this?
No, nothing off the beaten path. I mean, you know, they're basics for a reason, right? And everybody does them for a reason because that's the way you're made to do them.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, do you get fan mail and stuff from people that read?
No, not yet. I mean, the section hasn't officially launched yet.
Oh,
it's,
I see.
It's up. Okay. Like, uh-huh. you can read it, but there hasn't been the launch and the big announcement. And,
I see.
And so, not yet.
I see. Mm-hmm. So is it on the internet as well?
It's online, yeah.
It's online, right?
Yeah.
So people can go to LA Weekly?
Yeah, it's LA Weekly / Black Book. I got to double check that. Maybe next break I'll double check the actual URL.
Yeah.
So your boyfriend, is he so ecstatic that like this is the homework? Is a new sex position?
Well, you know, it's funny because when you make things sound like so homework for him, he does stress out. So it's like, it's Friday. We haven't submitted a position this week. Oh, God, I can't right now, okay? I got this to do, and I got this to
do. Let's do it on command.
That's funny. So it becomes kind of like...
It becomes homework for him, yeah.
Oh, he's very academic. Like, you don't want that academic approach. I hear what you're saying.
No, would you for sex? You
know? No, but...
No academic approach.
But, you know, it's Friday. You got a deadline. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, Friday, we've got that reverse cowboy upside down move to the side double tendre.
Cowgirl.
Work that out, or whatever it is.
Cowgirl, yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend that she was way in. She'd always tell me about sex positions. And,
I'm sorry, that was me.
Oh, is that you? I thought we were having an earthquake.
Yeah, both of you are like...
I was like, this is it. This is how we're going. This is how I'm going to meet God, is talking about sex positions. This is it.
He's going to strike you down right now.
But she would always talk about these wild and wacky things, and I'm like, wow, how did you figure this out or have time to... You know, and then how do you romantically get yourself into that? I think is kind of what you're saying, too, where it's so not conventional or natural. You have to actually have a discussion and a blueprint way of attacking this.
There were definitely a couple of positions where you had to, like, discuss how you were going to get into that position.
You know?
It's like you start, you're fooling around, everything's great, you're getting into it, and it's like, okay, can you get on, and move your leg here, and...
Just does it kill it? Again, it kind of kills it, huh?
Well, you know, you make it playful and giggly, you can make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of integrated into the lovemaking in general, you know, and then it kind of happens. Yeah.
Do you feel that, if this is too revealing, you don't have to answer it, but like,
oh god,
it's not.
I don't even want to know.
No, just when partners. I mean, I can't ask you these questions to Sam, so I have to ask you. So it's like when you are, you know, going there with your man, and you want to communicate, you like it a little to the left or the right or whatever.
Oh my god, I just realized his family's listening. Go ahead.
Okay. My family listens, but I think my family stopped listening a few episodes back, which is good. I don't feel as stressed out anymore. I'm like, hey, you've been listening to the show? No, we just haven't been getting around to it. Cool, keep it up. Keep that up. So, no, but I mean, do you feel that the communication aspect, I know there's a kind of an artistic way to do it to where you're still, you're not, you know, you're not rebuking, you're not teaching them, but you're kind of getting your needs met in a very creative way. You know what I mean? Through communication. Mm-hmm. How do you find communication can kind of kill the mood, or and it's too instructory, if that's a word?
It just depends how you say it. And if I think, you know, if you do it in a, I like that as opposed to do that.
Yes.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah. Hey, stop! Stop it! Step back. No, back. Okay, great. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It makes a big difference to be like, oh, that feels good.
Yeah. You see, like in porn, they get into a lot of difficult positions and they don't really enjoy it, you know, because you've got to, it's sometimes unnatural positions because you got to make it obvious to the camera and, you know, and just some things look good, but they don't really feel good doing them, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it happens, you know. What are you going to do? But you, when you finally find your man, you'll do your positions.
Mm-hmm. And, I'll send you links.
I know. It'll be good. I kind of want, I mean, I'm open, you know, whatever. But I think it's like when you start to lose the thrill of just being with the person and then it always has to go to a heightened position.
Well,
That's the case. That to me isn't as exciting.
Biologically, though. There's no way around it. It's just nature.
You mean
nature.
Like losing that? Yeah, you're right. I mean, as far as it's not always going to be like the first time or the first,
right,
you know.
Right, right. I think scientifically, those initial chemicals that get released die down by about a year and a half in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're,
is that where you guys are at right now?
Yeah.
Now, the family knows. They know that you are a writer, right? This isn't their first time. I didn't just
Oh, it was probably the first time they know about the LA Weekly, yeah.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Hey, family, listen, and I asked her, is any off topic? She's like, no.
Yeah. I didn't think about it.
You didn't think
There's
about
nothing
it.
Wrong with that. I mean, you know, writing is creative. You know, it's, you need a certain talent for it.
How did you stumble into this, like, After Dark?
A friend of mine, she, I think, pitched it to them. And,
okay. And then brought you aboard.
She's the editor.
Okay.
And I've already told her some stories. Like my first time is probably the most awful first time story, but funny first time story you'll ever hear.
Do you want to tell us or no?
I'm happy to, but I think I've told it to her, and she's like, "You gotta write for this thing."
Yeah. So, what was it?
How old were you when you had it the first time?
I was 15.
15. Okay.
He was 21.
Really? Oh, wow. Well.
Statutory rape. Go on.
Yeah.
Now there's a lucky guy.
Well, I grew up on the East Coast, so in the summers. All the Russians, like myself, went upstate. That's where you go for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And this summer, my parents took me up to this place called Campbell Inn. It wasn't like where the rich Russians stayed, but it was like an hour north of where they stayed. But I was like, fine, I'll go.
Uh-huh.
And I met all these people, and it was really fun. And I begged them to let me stay the rest of the summer. I worked out a deal with the owner of the hotel that I would clean, like, you know, make the beds in the morning for free room and board.
Really?
And believe me, if you knew me, you'd understand how fucking hilarious that is if you saw my house.
So. Like, I'll make the beds, sure. What, it's hard?
Yeah.
Just throw the pillow there.
Yeah, so, and there was this little shack that became the disco on the weekends. And all these people, there were a lot more people that came in on the weekends. And we're dancing the disco, you know, I got my big hair. And short skirt, and you know, this guy walks in, and I'm like, I lose my breath. I'm like, you know, and he's got like a really well coiffed mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Love a good mullet.
Yeah, and I think he's wearing like the white Don Johnson jacket.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I will never forget the smell of his Dracar, which was very popular in the 80s.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Dracar at
no.
all?
Yeah, Dracar Noir. It's the black bottle.
Yeah, okay. It was very popular.
Yeah, I used to wear it all the time. It was cool.
In the 80s,
good, right?
Right? Yeah, it's really strong, really strong. Very, very distinct smell.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he asked me to dance, and I was in awe. His name was Boris.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, yeah. Boris. He's a winner.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're Russian.
Sounds like a Russian.
Yeah. And he's very smooth, and, you know, we dance. Every night, the dances would end with a slow dance to Hotel California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he walked me up to my room, and it was just like I was picturing our kids and what their names would be.
You already married him. And
we're married.
Kids.
We are married.
That's how girls are, especially young.
Yeah. And I'm going to cut the story short for you and just say it turned out it was a one-night stand, and he gave me crabs.
Really?
Are you serious? And you're only 15?
Yeah, and there's no Google. You can't look that shit up.
Right.
You do not know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. How did you... So what? So how
it makes
much
you feel
longer?
Gross, right? Because I got those ones.
Yeah.
But you know what? I didn't even have sex with a girl. What happens is I had my apartment with a roommate, and we invited this girl. She was like... she was kicked out of her house by a boyfriend or something, so she came to stay with us.
And she just crabbed up your whole apartment?
Only a few days later,
like,
everything.
Just tossing crabs in the cereal?
Fucking crabs, everything.
Or how did that happen if you didn't have sexual
contact? Because it goes in the sheets, it goes on the carpet, it goes on the furniture, it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
What is
it?
I don't
so
know.
How do you wouldn't know?
I mean, I get,
you don't remember?
So how soon do you start going, damn, something's a little off down here?
I don't know. You know, it was so long ago, I can't quite remember
It itches. Yeah, I remember it very well because it stayed with me.
Because it was last year.
It was fucking traumatic, for crying out loud. No, it was in the 70s, actually.
What did you do as a 15-year-old, though? I mean,
well,
were you like, Mom,
I started to, like, I didn't know what was going on. First, it started to get itchy.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
do you see
I
bugs?
Thought, what?
Are they visible?
Well, you first
you
like,
see
spots
them.
Or something, like, I guess eggs.
The
I
eggs.
Don't know. Yeah. So then I remembered getting lice as a kid. So I think I went to the store and bought some Rid.
Mm. Oh, shoot. You didn't throw that down there,
I think
did you?
I think I did. I don't think it did anything.
Mm.
Then I tried ice. Then I tried alcohol, trying to, like, suffocate whatever was happening.
Yeah.
I think eventually I wound up just shaving, and that took care of it.
Yeah, you didn't go to a doctor or anything? See, I went to the doctor. Oh. They gave me special shampoo, but it's like it didn't matter because if you don't get the whole fucking house clean, it comes back.
That really sucks for you, Sam, because you didn't even get any action and you ended up getting crabs just for being benevolent.
Not only that, but I couldn't get action with anybody else because I didn't want to give it to anyone else. I didn't even people come into my house.
So
you
how
know,
long
it
were
was
you?
The worst.
How long were you rocking crabs?
That was like a couple months, you know, and it never occurred to me to fucking shave. I was like 17, 18 years old. You know, it's in the 70s. Who shaves their pubes?
Right.
You know? So it's like, oh my God, man. But if I thought about it, it would have been easy, you know. So I mean, but finally, it's like I couldn't get rid of it until I decided I'm going to move out. And what I did is I emptied everything out, took a shower. Took my clothes, the dirty clothes, threw them in the trash, and left. Not touching anything
screw
else.
Screw this place.
Yeah, directly
and your crabs.
From the shower, through the door, and never returned.
Oh,
and
man.
That is awful. I mean, yes, you can see them. You can see them. And it's like, you feel like something's crawling on you. There's nothing more creepy than that.
Yeah.
Right?
I have an addition to that story.
Yeah.
The local gay in the hotel was the lifeguard.
God, I'm starting to itch.
No, I understand. Like, when I talk about lice, and my head starts itching. I had lice all growing up. My parents were like, they were like lazy, so they never got rid of that shit. I'd be like rocking some major lice, trying to hide it. I had blonde hair.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was bad. I actually put in my stand-up routine, and everybody was laughing so hard, and then I was like, yeah, you know, I just was like, kids want an Easy Bake Oven or a G.I. Joe, and I was like, can I get a bath, you know? And then I was like, yeah, you know, having lice 16 times in a row just isn't good for your self-esteem.
Yeah.
And then people were like, ooh. I was like, guys, it's okay, I'm past it now. But then it doesn't make your head kind of, you're like,
yeah.
You're like, memories.
Wow.
So the local gay, the local gay was my buddy. You know, we'd hang out in his room and listen to, like, Cockatoo Twins, because that's what gay guys do in the 80s, right? So one night, he, like, I don't know what happened, he just, like, pulled down my pajamas and got on top of me. I was like, dude, you're gay, what's going on? And anyway, he calls me 3 months later or so and to apologize. He's like, I'm sorry, it was presumptuous, you know, and I just want to apologize. I was like, thank you, that means a lot to me. And he's like, this is really awkward, but did you by any chance did you give me crabs?
Wait a minute. So you guys had sex?
No. He just lied on top of me for a second or two.
Oh, and he was just making sure he wasn't gay.
No. His gay has nothing to do with it. He apparently wasn't gay.
Oh, okay.
But I did not know that.
Oh, you I thought, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
That's happened to me a few times, not with laying down, but I went on a hike, run into this dude. We start chatting about movies and fashion and martinis and all this stuff.
And you give him crabs.
The crab part never happened, but then he's like, can I take you out for a drink? I was like, whoa. You just gay bamboozled me. I thought we were bonding here, gay girl bonding, and then he's like, it was like the back door way in. I was like, no, you can't. Yeah. You freak.
Listen, we got to take a break because our guest is probably here.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be right back after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Hard rock in the morning. Wow, that's this is
really
loud.
That's really hard rock.
Yeah.
So hard. So, Mother Love is going to reschedule.
Yeah, she's okay. going to reschedule. We apologize, but she had a meeting and it ran over, so we'll have her later in the week. But in the meantime, we have Tanya here.
Hello.
And fascinating us with some sex stories and stuff, which is incredible.
So
and
one of her tips is if you catch a case of crabs and you can't get it taken out, medically taken care of.
Yeah, yeah, but go to a doctor first of all.
Yeah, I would recommend that. But you know, worst case scenario, just shave it off.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it.
So it's only a hair thing? It doesn't go in anywhere?
No,
it doesn't. It doesn't even go on your head, you know?
It's just like pubic lice.
Yeah. That's what it is. So at 15, you had to deal with this.
Yeah, I did.
Wow,
sucks. And I was in this little town called Roscoe, and you couldn't get anywhere without a car, and so I had to figure out how to do it without a computer, too, which I, you know, now it's so much easier to do anything.
Yeah, you can kind of look up, I've got a red itchy bump. What does this mean? Oh, okay, five different
There's
things.
There's something scrawling on me. What the hell
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, just use Windex. Perfect. Windex kills everything.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that orgy, so you, going back, because we
yeah,
never finished
back.
That. So you went in, you didn't participate in
no.
that. It wasn't your scene.
I'm not really, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't turn you on to see other people fuck and stuff?
I don't know if I saw anybody actually fucking.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said you saw them having sex in the room.
Yeah, well, it was just this pile of people.
Yeah.
You had to really look.
Yeah.
I think I was closer to the mic. Sorry. Yeah. I think I was more uncomfortable about being there by myself. If I was there with a partner, it'd be different.
Yeah, that's true.
Just walking around by yourself with, you know, these guys.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, lady, you don't get to walk in here packing that heat. And then just walk out. Nobody leaves without singing the blues.
So you're Russian, but you were born here, right?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, really? You
yeah.
were born in Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Where in Russia?
Moldavia, actually.
In
now.
Moldavia?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty nice there, isn't it?
Well, I haven't been back, but I do hear my hometown, uh-huh. this goes right with our conversation, is now the center of the sex slave industry.
Oh, my God,
man.
Really?
In that part of the world. So
wow.
Had I not come here,
yeah,
you wouldn't be just writing about it. You'd be,
that's right.
You'd definitely be getting those orgies in. Man, that is sad, though. That is really sad.
Yeah.
So it's how did you find that out? Did you just...
News.
News? You're like, whoa, I was born there.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, I've heard that it's kind of... I started... I've actually not been active with the group, but I joined a group, you know, symbiotically called Tread.
Yeah.
And it's a group in I think it's in LA. It may be all over. But they basically bring awareness to sex slavery and human trafficking. And they have it out here in LA. They're like, just a few miles by where I live in Hollywood, there's brothels and stuff. It's all under. You don't even know it.
Who does? Like, who knows about those places?
I don't know. But they said some of the signs that you look for. And so this is kind of hard because it could be a lot of people that just had a drunk night, which is women that are. They. Are not speaking the language, which could be anybody
right.
in LA, but that also it talks about like I don't want to give you guys the wrong information, but something like you see a lot of traffic in one area of people kind of in vans, you know, people unloading people, things like that, like kind of going one area has having a lot of foot traffic of, you know.
So if we don't know about these brothels, who does? Like, how do the people who need to know want to know about them find out?
I think you have to research it, and there's people that do research it that have pretty much are staking it out and people have escaped, and so they start learning through that way too of what to look for in the signs. And I don't have all that information readily available, but I know that
why not?
I know because it just wasn't on my to-do list.
She says it so formally, like, I don't know about the brothels there, you know, but I'll
yeah,
get back
but,
to you.
Well, it's just interesting to know that it's taking place so close to where we live. And but basically some of the things that they do is they go to other countries, and so it doesn't have to just be US, it could be, you know,
yeah.
anywhere, and they have job fairs, and they basically hire people that want to do admin work in the States, that want to do secretary work, and they'll do formal job fairs, and they'll be like, it's kind of like study abroad type thing, work abroad, and they will bring them to the US, take their passports, and then basically they have to work off the cost of how much it was to bring them over there. And so it's an unpayable debt, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're enslaved sexually.
To who?
To these people that are kind of running it. These, like, you know.
So it's not like they have clients. That's what I'm trying
well,
to figure out.
Well, like, there's difference. I mean, I think what happens is there's some where.
Because in the movies, there's always clients.
Well, I think there's...
Right, like Taken, right?
Yeah. Taken, yeah, that's a little... I think that's different. It's the same thing, but it's done in a different way. I mean, I think there's just some brothel houses, kind of like a whorehouse, and these girls are just kept there. They're drugged up. And, you know, men come in from out of town, and I don't know if it's like...
How do they find out about them? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, how does anybody find out about crazy shit?
I don't know.
Yeah,
because,
you know?
Especially on the internet now, there's all kinds of groups and, you know, like underground things.
How do they find out about
anything? Today it's so easy to find, you know? Because they have, like, probably message boards.
Go find a brothel right now.
They have message boards and shit like that, you know?
And then the government comes and like, freaking confiscates me.
Besides, there's, like, Craigslist ads and shit like that all the time.
Yeah, I see how they lure women in, but you're asking... Yeah, well, you see, I see how
they
lure women in. They lure women in, but you're asking how the men find.
Right, how do they...
I think it's an underground thing where the people that are running it, it's kind of like word of mouth in their community, kind of like... we have this thing going on, and it's all, you know, layered underneath where it's not like they advertise it. It's kind of like, you know, hey, I got a friend named Vinny, and he's running the craziest tour. Oh, it's so crazy, you know. Who knows, you know. But I think it's like that, and it's just, you know, I'm going to do a section called the Craigslist Chronicles on my website, and it's about the craziest jobs I've had on Craigslist, and people can post their crazy job and stuff, so stay tuned, it's coming. But I've encountered a lot. Some of them, it's not so bad, but it's just that murky area that could lead to something bad, which is being paid to go on and be somebody's escort, like a date. But nothing sexual.
Actually, have you done that?
I did.
I've seen those before.
I did it. Well, it wasn't presented. It was like this guy wanted to go to this business function. He didn't want to go by himself. And that literally all that it was. And but I did feel weird about it because I just felt bad that here's this guy paying me money because he doesn't have time and he doesn't look for dates. And I'm sitting there and... having a great time drinking, you know, so I wouldn't do it again because it just feels off. But nothing weird happened. It was literally legit. Yeah. But I can see how that door, you start opening yourself up to that door, and how many other things happen.
Right.
And also recently,
You put yourself in danger when you take a job like that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done it since. I mean, nothing bad happened. It's just one of those. Great.
Yeah, fortunately.
Yeah, it was a gray area, and I mean, it was in the public. It was at a banquet. It wasn't like I was alone in some bar with this guy. It was very public.
Right.
But my point is I wouldn't do it again because of just, you know, knowing how that goes. And then a lady that I know, she has a client that was looking for companions to when he's in town to have somebody to go out on dates, and you know, it's not supposed to be anything. It's supposed to be above board. It's not supposed to be anything crazy. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that it could go there and money's involved. Oh, and then he has friends that want people to come out too, and this, that, and the other. And you're like, I'm just not interested in anything that's remotely
close. There's a lot
close.
Of other respectable jobs, you know.
Well, absolutely, that, you know? Absolutely. But my point is you kind of find it. I mean, I don't find that stuff in Texas. Here, you can run into it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This different market where people are. There's a need. There's people with money and there's people that are pretty. Boom. They find ways to link it up. And
right.
I'm from Texas, and it's like I never stumbled across this stuff in Texas. It wasn't, not that it doesn't exist. It just wasn't. You don't find it when you're job searching, you know, and when you're doing entertainment and stuff.
It's one of the things I love and hate about L.A. That kind of, it's so out in the open. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that. Like, it's just so transparent. And then it's kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember getting a call from a friend years ago. He worked for some, I can't remember, like, management company or something. He's like, I have a really weird request for you. Yes. Bill Maher's coming to town. He needs a brunette and a redhead on his arm.
Yeah, that's kind of
what?
Stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if I have a redhead who wants to be paid to be...
Look, I think we have Mother Love calling in. Let's see what that is. Yes. Good morning, Mother Love.
I am so sorry. Our meeting ran over. They just get on the phone and don't never shut up.
That's okay.
Sounds like my relatives.
On. And can you talk to this one? And we need to bring the senior VP in. And he wants to talk. I'm like, I need to go, people.
Yeah.
I am so sorry, Sam.
That's okay. That's okay.
I would have been there.
We'll reschedule. No problem at all. And
are you sure?
Of course. Of course.
You want to do it?
Well, what do you mean, am I sure?
I want to talk to you on the radio now.
Yeah, you can't. Well, you can't be on the radio now because you're not here. But
oh, you want me physically there.
There you go. That's when you're the most fun, you know.
See, I got you spoiled already.
But that's okay because we'll just promote your show and tell everybody that Mother Love is
wait
on.
Wait a minute.
Now.
Don't put me on the radio.
You are on the radio. You're on the radio already. You called into the station. Into the studio.
Ta-da! This happens all the time.
Yeah. No, she, no, like, she knows. She knows.
People are like, how do I get to your studio?
So, Mother Love is on from 2 to 4 now every weekday. And a great show. You did your first one yesterday, and she told me she was nervous. And that's hard to believe when someone's been on radio for so long.
Don't tell that.
Well, I think it's important.
I was shaking, and you know I was nervous.
Yes, yes. But you know, I mean, it just made you... it made you all the better, I think, you know. And anyway, well, so I hear there's people in the background and stuff, so we won't keep you. But thank you so much for calling, Mother Love.
I will, and we will reschedule, and I will be there from 2 to 4 this afternoon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling. Oh, yeah. How can you not love Mother Love?
I will be there this afternoon.
Yeah, my two favorite words, mother and love, you know?
Yeah,
there you go.
And I'm glad you didn't say your real two favorite words, mother and love.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Okay, bye.
All
bye.
Right, take care, sweetie.
She sounds fun.
What's
her show?
The Mother Love Show.
What's her thing?
She talks about anything and everything, really. I mean, she talks about relationships and how to deal with life, and but she's very entertaining, you know, and she's involved in many different things and charities and all that, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy listening to her, you
no,
know,
she
and I'm really
like
happy
fun.
She's with us, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have her on later in the week or early next week.
There you go.
And we'll spend some time, but but we have a beautiful Russian here, you know, she's about to tell
Russian
us more.
For us? Can I be that ignorant white girl that's like...
Usually people get embarrassed speaking their own language,
it's true,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because well, then
like
you get
too.
Put on the spot, you don't know what to say. Like, what
yeah,
say
exactly. And it sounds
say.
Funny because people don't understand you anyway,
whatever.
You know?
Do it.
Don't make her.
Tell me a joke. Tell me a joke now.
Yeah, I know.
So at what age did you move here? To the
six.
Six? You were
yeah.
six. And did you guys move directly to L.A.
Brooklyn.
Or somewhere? Oh, really? Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, so I will cut you. Stay out of my way.
Really?
Is it like that there?
No.
I've never, I mean, it's like I'm subhuman. I've never been to New York. So
no, it's, yeah,
break it down.
Brooklyn's enormous. It's, you know, many, many times the size of Manhattan. So it depends on what part of Brooklyn you're from or grew up in. Or mm-hmm. I grew up in a part of Brooklyn where everybody talks like this, you mm-hmm. know?
Got it.
Like really
very,
like that?
Very Jersey Shore. Yeah. It was really.
I love that accent.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, everybody I went to, like, junior high school with was named Lisa Marie or Maria and
all
Joey.
The Italians.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Everybody. And I was really, you know, out of place there. My full name's Tatiana Bershadsky. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
Yeah.
So
you're Russian Jew, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that's difficult here, but you know that there was a lot of Russian Jews that came in, came to this country early on.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was probably like a big community there already, right?
Well, there's Brighton Beach, which right. is a huge Russian community, but I'm not a fan of the Russians.
No, huh?
Tell me why.
Yeah.
They're, you know, for the most part, they're very...
They're different, you know? I mean, they're really different, you know? Because there's been like a big
culture.
Immigration to Israel by Russians and stuff.
Right.
And they've really brought the culture there, which has good and bad to mm-hmm. it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of mafia, Russian mafia
right,
and stuff.
Right,
and these guys are cruel, man, you know?
So Brighton Beach is predominantly
Beach.
Russian, and
it's all
like
Russian.
Motherland Russia going
yeah,
on?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that look like? Like, I don't know. I'm from Texas. There's
sure.
nothing but white and Hispanics.
Yeah,
and
well, you have... There are different kinds of Russians. There's the old ladies, right, who dress in the old style and wear the little hats, and you know they're very pushy bunch, much like the Israelis,
right yeah.
And then there's the super primped, you know, super done, surgeried, full of makeup, brand name clothing,
right,
Russian,
right.
You know, the only way I can explain it is that we had so little that when you come to America, you do whatever you can to get as much as you can, if it's legal or not.
Right.
Got it. So it's kind of like gaudy a little bit like, ah, and I know what it's like coming from like not a lot of stuff, and then you finally get something and you're like, ah, ah. I think, yeah, I kind of know that feeling a bit.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's, shopping with like my mother, for instance, she's not like that, but she'll be like, what about this? I'm like, that is hideous, but it is Armani. You know, that's the mentality. So it's good piece of clothing, don't you want? No, mom, it's disgusting. Put it down.
That's funny.
So that's just the mentality, like, what do you, yeah, of course I'm gonna wear this, you know, those giant glasses, like those, like Christian Dior glasses, right? They're like fucking this big.
Mm-hmm.
but they're Christian Dior.
Yeah, there you go. So,
so your
you
mom's
wear
just
them,
like,
right?
So it's kind of like they just throw it all on. Just it's like value. Like they just want value on themselves.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very small existence. You know, it's a lot of shopping and going to the gym and tanning and.
So it's kind of like the Jersey Shore thing?
It's exactly like Jersey Shore, but not different accents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay, so. New York, I'm not very familiar. Is it very segregated like that, where you get the communities kind of stick to each other?
Well, I mean, there's Russian culture here, too, and they stick together. So if you get out, you're fine.
Yeah.
So
how does the Russian culture out here compare to that of...
I don't know. I don't really know anybody.
Yeah, you don't really mix with them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you don't seek them out, you know. And, I mean, especially Tanya, you know, she's grown up...
I'm very American.
Yeah, more or life. Most of your life, you lived here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, especially as a kid, you know, it's easy to assimilate very easily.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I look at some of the girls I went to high school with, the Russian girls, and I look at their Facebook pages, and they're all, like, they're still in that same circle.
Really?
You know, they're still going on vacations together, tanning together, working out together, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're very stuck in that.
Yeah. So at what point did you decide to move to L.A.? How old were you?
Well, I moved here about, I think, 5 or 6 years ago or so. I wanted to leave New York a long time before that, but then the recession hit, the last recession hit, and everybody lost their... New York was a disaster. I mean, after 9/11, it was like, you know, there was no work, there was nothing, and so you couldn't really get out. So I had to, had to wait a little while longer until I got some money in, and then I can't remember what the last straw was. Oh, I know what the last straw was. I parked my car. I lived in Brooklyn. I parked my car in the street at night. I didn't move it in the morning. I think I was working from home. And I came out in the evening, and there was a new sign in front of my car, big pole in front of the car, with the sign pointing towards my car saying, no parking anytime, with a $150 ticket on my windshield.
Wow.
A brand new...
Brand new pole, yeah.
In like a 12-hour span.
I'm fucking out of the city. Yeah, I'm over it.
Now, why did you do your own transportation? I thought that the whole...
Oh, I lived in Brooklyn, so it was fine. Like, you can park.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I liked having a car.
Yeah, it's Manhattan. You don't want to drive in, you know. But outside, you know, I mean, there's plenty of room to drive.
Oh, there is? Okay.
Yeah, and then you had a car, like, going food shopping without a car. Think about that, you know.
Yeah, that's hard.
Most people do that. And, like a Costco trip, forget about it.
Yeah, you need a car.
Yeah.
You need a car.
Or, like, if you want to take a trip... for the weekend or a day out, you know.
So you were about 30 years old and you decided, that's it, I'm leaving here. And so how did you decide on L.A.?
Well, you know, I've always been in a creative field, and where else do you go? And the weather, you know, aside from all the creativity here.
No, but
here,
it's just, it helps out.
The weather, I mean, I couldn't, New Yorkers, I think, get a bum rap because of the heat in the summer. Because let me tell you, August on the subway, get out of my way.
Really?
I will tear your skin off if you come near me. So I think that's why people get... New Yorkers are said to be so mean. It's just so hot and humid, and everybody's on top of each other.
Yeah, disgusting, huh?
It's disgusting. I don't know why anybody lives there. Seriously. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why anybody still lives there.
In Brooklyn or
New York? Just
yeah, it's in their blood, you know? I mean, some people...
It was in my blood, too, and I never, ever thought I would be able to live anywhere else.
Really?
And all my friends said I'd be back in 3 months.
Really?
I fell in love immediately. I'm like, I can reach an orange out my window?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I just think, too, I was talking to my roommate, it's like, man, it's always beautiful weather, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets you through life easier. I mean, because life
Absolutely.
Is hard enough. And, I mean, there's been a few days where it's overcast. And if the overcast day here that randomly happens with having a rough day, when that lines up together, I'm like, oh, damn, get the butter knives away from me. I'm like, I'm glad that we, I mean, because I think when you're swimming upstream, chasing your dream, living, you know, out in this kind of crazy industry and everything, and then you just have such great weather, it just kind of elevates your mood.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel hope. It's just so
Absolutely.
Life-giving. And it's like, wow, I just feel so grateful.
If I'm having a bad day or I'm like, oh, I hate LA, not that I hate, you know, sometimes it just gets to you. I go up, I hike, and I look at the beautiful flowers and the birds are chirping, and I'm like, God, I live here?
Mm.
I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going on a really good run today, and there's one by my house where... tons of people.
How do you run with the ladies?
I put about 3 bras on, actually. I wear one regular bra, 2 sports.
I just, it's not worth it.
I get really good results though.
It keeps me in shape, and it's not just that. It's emotionally, it feels so good to just.
It's very meditative.
Yeah, I mean, some people are in yoga. I can't handle it. I don't have attention span. My roommate's like, let's get yoga. Let's go sweat and just be in yoga.
Does she do the hot yoga?
She does that too. Ugh. But I was like, it's not that I have an issue with the actual act of yoga, although it's not my thing.
It's the people who
it's
do the yoga.
It's the people. I can't stand the people. And you can't even make jokes about yoga in LA. People get so defensive of. I'm like, guys,
really?
It's a joke. Oh. You need help. This is a joke. Like, you know, but you know it's really good for you and your metaflexors and your cardiovasculars and you're just stretching this out and it's so good. I'm clean on the inside, clean on the outside. It's like, no, you're not a better human because you do yoga.
Speaking of clean on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Chlorophyll.
How are you feeling?
I feel good, actually. I took chlorophyll randomly because that's
you
what
did?
Girls in LA do.
Yeah, they do. Okay, I've known
for
a lot
what?
Of...
I don't know.
A
I
lot of actresses I've known
do
a
they?
Lot who just... pour it in their water, and I don't know why. It
alkalizes
you.
Honestly,
what does that mean?
You're asking the wrong girl because I just like to try things if it's offered to me for free.
I see. I like to research for about 3 weeks before
yeah,
I
see,
try.
Yeah, see, I don't. And my roommate, this is how she worked. My crazy roommate, I love her, Claire. So she, her sister had a baby and had it through the midwife type deal, mm-hmm. and they gave her sister chlorophyll, which is just what plants create. So it's natural, but it's like a high dosage of...
Chlorophyll is what, it's supposed to put you to sleep, no?
No, this is, makes you go to the bathroom.
Like it's chloroform.
Chloroform, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, chlorophyll is just, it's what plants create, and it's what helps you, I think, go to the bathroom, right? Anyway, so her sister had a baby, and then, you know, they have to stitch it up down there, and so you can't really push out a, you mm-hmm. know, it can't be like, it has to be like, whew.
Right.
So they gave her chlorophyll, and my roommate decided she'd get some for herself, just because if she happens to have, you know, a weekend where she goes away and eats a lot, that she can just kind of like, oh, you know, basically get, you know, eliminate it or whatever.
Right.
And, so she's always talking about, oh, I got to have my chlorophyll. I have my chlorophyll. She's like, you want one? I was like, sure, let's try it out, you know, because I had eaten a lot yesterday. We went and tow it up, girl. Ooh, we had such a good dinner last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I'll try it out.
Where'd you go?
It's actually like a little place on Ventura Boulevard, and we got a thing called Groupon. Do you know about Groupon?
I sure do know about Groupon.
It's just, mm-hmm. it's like with Living Social or all these different organizations, they offer you like a daily deal, basically,
uh-huh.
which daily deal is one, too. And this place is called Fresh Cut.
Okay, I've been
and
there.
It's so good. It's like a little carving station, and
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like casual dining. It's not like sit down, really beautiful dining, but the food is really fresh. It's really good, and I think it'd be great to cater, to have mm-hmm. them cater. But we got like 5 sandwiches with Groupon, and there's 2 of us, and we're like little piglets. Good. We're eating. We just love eating. We're like we cheers our sandwiches. We're like ting, and we eat, and we put it down. And we go to another sandwich. Just such a feast, you know.
Yeah.
Typical.
But if you use the stuff like as a laxative, you got to be careful. You know, that's
what
it sounds like.
My first time I've taken it, and I mean, I don't have a problem yet. Let's wait for the intervention
yeah,
when I'm
good.
Like, wait, let's wait for the intervention.
I just want to Google it and figure out why people take it, because I've known so many girls.
Really? Because I just learned about it, like literally. But my roommate's been taking it. I think it is the idea that people take it. It's healthy, but they also take it probably for a laxative mm-hmm. effect.
These actor girlfriends I had were just called. Do you have any fill on you? They called it the fill.
Are you serious?
Yeah. you got any fill?
I just think it's another
She's
one of
got
those.
Some.
I think it's another one of those like, hey, we want to be skinny quick kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm thinking it is.
My birthday's coming up. Can you share some?
You got. When's your birthday? Is it coming up?
29th. Yeah.
29.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna have a field day, like an adult field day.
That's fun. Like bag race, or like getting the bag,
yeah.
potato sack race.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming.
All right. Yeah, you want to help organize that?
Get on it. She's like, get on it. There you go. I'm like, I want to come. She's like, okay, there's a list. I need you to start making calls.
Get
some
potato
sponsors. Get some sponsors on this.
That'd be
it's
awesome.
It's funny. I was thinking about Field Day the other day because I live near a little elementary school. And I'm like, do you guys remember Field Day? And you'd be so excited.
Yeah.
You'd be like Capri Sun in one hand, and you know, you got to eat a bunch of watermelon and go whistle in someone's ear or whatever it is, you know, and all these crazy, and you just like field day, no school, it's recess all day.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So that's what I'm planning.
Really?
For the day.
That's good.
I don't know what at night yet.
That's really, really good. I'm coming. And Sam's birthday is this
right.
Friday or Saturday? The party.
Oh, the party's Saturday.
I'm coming.
Yeah. Good.
Me too.
Good. You're invited.
What time? What time is it at? 7:30 or something like that? I've got it here.
No, it's 8:30, I think.
Are we supposed
to
not tell people on the air?
No, I don't care.
Do they know where you live?
I RSVP'd for myself, but I don't think my roommates got an invite, so I didn't know if they
no,
could come.
No, but I sent you an email. You see, you don't read your email.
I'm reading it right now.
You never read your email. I told you, tell them to, they're invited as well if they want to come.
Did you send that to me? I don't have it in here.
I did. You better find it.
You better find it.
I think
it.
About all these things, believe me.
Sam, you're turning 50. Just don't have... What the F? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You didn't think, you didn't know how old I was?
I just, it didn't register 50. When you look at 50. 50. When you look at 50 together.
Do you fucking believe it?
I can't believe it.
Man.
30. Is there a theme to your birthday? Do you want to dress up like a pimp and sing that song?
No, there's no themes.
I love themes. Do you want to dress up like a pimp and sing that song?
We wanted to do a theme, but then it involved getting hamburgers and stuff, and it's not practical because they would get cold by then.
No, you don't have to have hamburgers as a theme. I'm talking about theme.
No, that it was part of the theme.
Oh, on a hip hop, hip hop, and don't stop.
Theme?
Don't want you to sing that song.
What's
he gets
that?
Into the song by what is it? Delight. Who is it? Deluxe.
Sugar Hill. Yeah, rapper's Delight.
He jams to this song.
Can't wait.
And I'm like, you gotta sing. You gotta just come out late to your birthday and come out looking like a pimp.
I will, and I'll rap that song.
You
for
need
sure.
to do it.
I
Look how he's lighting up right now. You see the little twinkle in his eye?
Yeah.
Is that the only song? Is that the only one you do?
I'm thinking of doing karaoke.
I'll be there. Oh.
You know, that should be so much fun. Some people think it's corny, but
No.
I think
fun.
It's awesome. You know?
I've got some staple ones I do. I do Lady in Red, and I do it really funny.
Really?
I love Lady in Red.
Mm-hmm. The Chris DeBarge song?
Never seen you looking so gorgeous as you did tonight. And if there's
That's
somebody,
a guy's song.
I know, but I do it funny.
Right.
Get it, humor. And like if people are
I don't
like,
get it.
If I'm wearing black, I'll say, Lady in Black is dancing with Jack. Whack attack. And I'll just keep it going. Like, or like if I'm wearing blue, I'll be Lady in Blue is dancing with you. Like I'll just keep rhyming whatever the color is I have.
Yeah.
You know.
Stick to the singing or the comedy, but don't mix them up.
No, I do it.
Take my advice.
I won't take your advice because I'm entertaining. I know how it goes, okay?
So, she doesn't take anybody's advice,
man. That's because I beat
Hard-headed.
You on
the drum. Good. I love that.
It's called I Got a Vision. I got a vision of love. And it's called,
no,
you know
what?
But
you're not open-minded.
It's not about open-minded. It's about, you know what? It is about. It's like if you're a suit, be a suit. You're not an entertainer. I don't expect you to have the same vision. It's just different. But listen, I want to tell you something.
Tell me
so,
something.
The killer song that's going to go down at your birthday that I'm going to sing, I'm going to tear it up, is the song Alone by Heart, which is what they always sing.
You know what? I dislike people like you at karaoke.
Why? I do
because
funny stuff and then I do
I'll
the
tell
good
you
stuff.
Why.
Because they sing too well?
Because I, who am terrified of going up on a stage, as we all know from earlier, I've been battling with myself to try and get up on at least a karaoke stage. And without fail, every time I sign up, someone who rocks it is up before me. And
I'll be shitty before
get
you.
It.
I'll save it for the very end. I'll do my number for the very end. But no, I'll be crappy. I'll sing a funny song and you can get up there.
Thank
no, it's
you.
So much fun.
I think I was
it's
ready. So I was ready. Like I had a few gin and tonics. I was ready. And the girl before me did Sweet Child of Mine. Like
oh, and she tore it up.
She rocked it. And
really?
I was like, I'm out of here. I'm not going up. Wow. I mean,
that's
you
such
know.
A good song. And if a girl can sing that, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, the crowd was like standing, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was
so
not.
That was a hard act to follow.
I was not going to follow.
I like doing some rap songs. I'll do Vanilla Ice. Stop, collaborate, and listen.
Really?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good
people
one.
Get
that's
too.
A good idea
Maybe
to
can
do
we
a karaoke
duet?
Rap
can
song.
We do
oh, yeah,
duet?
We'll do it. Okay. Do it. We'll do it. I'll do it.
Because if your voice is covering mine, I can handle
no,
it.
No, it's fun. And then we got to get a bunch of people up there and do Love Shack, of course. You know, which I can already see you want to do Love Shack, don't you?
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
I would do
I
Love Shack.
I got me a car, and it's as big as a whale. I can see you do it. Seats about 20, so come and bring out Love Shack. We'll get into it. I'm already into it.
You are.
Oh, man. That's why I love people's birthdays. I mean, I love their birthday more than them.
That's
like,
cool.
I can't help it. I'm like, hey.
Okay, so you're going to put on a show one way or another, whether we have karaoke or not.
It's going to happen, and I'll apologize for it later, but I'm giving you a heads up.
Yeah, so you're going to drink?
Yeah,
you're
going to
drink good.
You don't
good.
Really drink that much. You don't drink a lot.
Well, I don't drink a lot, but,
you're gonna throw back a couple.
But many people do. So
it's
we're going
right?
to have drinks. We're going to have drinks and stuff, you know, so it'll be cool.
Where do you live? Yeah. What city?
I live in...
You don't have to
Rancho Cucamonga, actually.
Where is that? Where is that?
But
he lives down the street.
Who says it's in my house, anyway?
Oh,
it's not at your house.
No, it's not in my house.
I know it's not
so
your house.
So it doesn't matter where I live.
All right.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it'll be cool, and I know you'll get drunk and everything, and we'll take video of that and pictures, and then we'll show it to you. We'll put it on YouTube.
Oh, like I'll have... I know, I'm never that drunk.
No?
I mean, it's happened, but not really.
Yeah.
No, I'm all over.
No, we'll keep it private.
No, I don't. I don't get like messy. My personality is enough. Like, I don't need alcohol to make me uninhibited.
Cool. Would alcohol make mellow you out? Is that what happens?
It makes me sleepy, and so what happens? They call me grandma. Like, the worst is wine, because wine makes me tired, and I'm like, hey, it's 10:30. Can we wrap it up? I gotta go to bed. Gotta get my sleeps in. You know, I wake up early, go to bed. You know, even if I go to bed super late, I'm up early.
Yeah.
It's like it's like the sun finds me. It ricochets. And it's like, boom, bam, yeah. In the eye, my eye pops
See, I
open.
Used to be like that, too. Wait till you're 50, and then we'll see.
Really?
I've never been that way.
You don't want to get up in the morning.
Well, I don't always want to, and then I'm like, oh, I'll take a nap later, but I can't nap either because I hear birds chirping, the sun's out.
Yeah.
I'm like, go to bed, leave me alone, light. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. So, yeah, so I got a lot to look forward to, and I'm 50 more sleeping, I guess.
There you go. You know? And I'm trying to find the positive side to being 50.
Well,
I haven't found it yet, but
you're wiser.
That's what people are saying.
More confident.
You know? Yeah, maybe.
A lot of history you can write about.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a confidence. what else is there? I mean, you don't look 50.
No,
you. You've got some gray hair going on, but that's kind of just, it doesn't.
I know. I mean, I think I carry myself pretty well, no?
Yeah, I don't think you look, I mean, I don't even know what 50 is supposed to look like. I've actually gone on dates with a couple 50-year-olds.
Yeah.
On accident.
You know, I mean, some of them look old, you know. I just don't want to be perceived as old. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't behave like that, you know. I mean, I feel like a kid inside, you know.
Yeah.
I really do.
Mm.
So it's funny that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, I need to embrace it. What am I going to do? Fight it, you know? I mean, the nice thing is I don't really have wrinkles. I don't have to do any work to my body,
mm-mm,
you know, like I would, right?
You're just so hot.
Yeah.
You should be a model, Sam.
Yeah, I know. It's too late now.
You're with a younger wife. Adina's a lot younger, huh?
No.
She's not.
I'm not getting into her age, but...
Okay, but you look like you're with a younger wife.
Really?
So it makes you look good. Yeah.
Okay, good.
So feel good about that, too.
But no more 25-year-olds.
Yes,
unless I get a lot of money, right? Then they are attracted to the 70-year-olds easily.
Yeah, I like... I date older people, and it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
I normally do also.
Oh, really?
As you heard from
my
first time story.
Yeah.
This was a fluke.
So this is the first time we actually are a cougar.
Wow. Okay, first of all,
cougars are older.
I think it's puma.
Puma?
Yeah.
No,
why?
I think
cougars
are older.
In 40s? In their 40s, you think?
I think cougars are, well, officially, I think they're 50 and rich, right?
No, I think anything.
But I think the term has changed over the years.
It has. I think cougars are more in their 40s.
I don't think so. I think you can be like in your late 30s and be with a 25-year-old. And
I don't know. I think women in their 30s are still rocking it. Like, they still look youthful.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between 35 and 25, you know? I mean, it is a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, you do a lot of growing
up. But the generations are still more relevant. I think there needs to be a bigger gap. Like, that's the funny part about it, is that you have women that are older and that they're dating people. There's no way they have the same references of things. Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
The same.
You guys are banging the microphones all over the place today.
We're excited. Anyway.
Talking with your hands all the time. Yeah.
So I think that's kind of partly the humor is that these women, and there's an aggression that comes with being a cougar. Like
a guy friend
of mine, he's a sushi chef, and he just said, man, these cougars were trying to pick him up hardcore. And he goes, it's not that they're not attractive or something. He's like, but it's man energy they're giving me. They're giving me masculine energy.
Right.
And he's like, I'm not interested.
Right.
And it's not because they look old or anything. It's just this aggressive.
They're being forward.
Yeah, but not just a girl that's kind of forward, but like aggression. Like they're the predator and the guy's the prey.
That's why the term cougar came about, right?
The guy's like, but you know, I think that the guys that like that tend to be younger because they don't know anything and they're like, oh man, I get to do it a lot.
Yeah.
Why don't they
don't know anything? They know they're going to get a lot of sex.
No, but I mean they're younger, like they're not so much looking for those connections and
they're looking for sex. But
but
at the same time, look, they've been together for a year and a half and there's some.
Yeah, but I don't think she's a cougar. Is my point.
Look at Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. I mean, they've been around for a while and they're in Hollywood and he's much younger than she is, but they're together and they seem to be happy, you know. And there's aren't there like a few more like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, there are, but that's not what she's saying. I don't think.
What's she saying?
She's just saying that a cougar is defined by, she's not knocking it. Mm. She's just saying a cougar is defined by a woman who's older and is aggressive.
Right, right.
And the people who respond to that aggression most are the younger guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Because they want an older piece of ass, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I used to be there all the time, you know?
Like,
I mean,
a 21-year-old's gonna like the fact that he doesn't have to, like, they're usually, like, when they're that age, they don't have the experience, mm-hmm. and they maybe don't have the self-esteem to go after women as much, or they don't really know what they're doing. And so when a woman comes around and is like, hey, let me show you the ropes, and I'll do all the work, meaning like, you know, hey, I'll even pay for the dinner.
It's not even that complicated. I mean, a woman comes to you and she says, I'll have sex with you. You're going to do it. You know, you don't think too much about it.
But I'm
talking. Doesn't matter how old she is.
Yeah, but you're missing my point. You know? My point is that masculine energy that woman's mm-hmm. emitting,
right.
I think men that are older, it turns them off more. Where it's younger, I think that they like it because they just, let's do it. They're like puppies.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's do it. Where I think men that get older, because this guy I was talking to, he was in his 30s, mm-hmm. or like, you know, right at 30, and these women were older. It's just, they don't feel like the man. They feel like the woman's the man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a big turn on when a woman, like, demands sex, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it's a big turn on. You know, because you raised...
Where have you been,
you're raised thinking that girls are not into sex and all that stuff, and then, you know, suddenly you see women that are really into their sexuality, and they go out after it and stuff. Yeah, that's a turn-on for me, believe it or not.
Well, I think there's a lot of different turn-ons out there.
Yeah, just like you like to be picked up by guys, you know, guys like to be picked up by women, you know? Mm. I mean, it's, you know, anybody who isn't has got a problem with self-esteem or something. I don't know. But
no, I mean, I want to be with a man that's giving me masculine energy, not being passive. Like, some women like to be the aggressor, right? Some women want to be the pursuer.
Right.
And that gives them control, and that's their thing. And so they're probably going to be with the guy that's more passive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas I don't want to be the passive guy. I want to be with more of like a leader type guy, so that the energy is different.
Right.
And as this conversation with this guy was telling me, the cougars give him that predator energy, that kind of, and mm-hmm. that it doesn't turn him on.
Right.
But you're saying, even at your age, you still find that energy attractive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
There we go. I hear what you're saying.
And, I mean, I remember when I was 15, I'd fantasize about all my friends' mothers and shit like that, you know, my teachers.
Really?
Yeah. I sort of, like, wished I'd been molested when I was a kid. Never happened.
That's so sexy. Sam is very apologetic. I love it. It's hysterical. No, but I don't think Tani's a... I don't get the cougar-y vibe. It's like... Because I've met her boyfriend, and they seem like they're on the same age somewhat. I'm sure you're way more mature than he is. But personality-wise and everything, they seem like a match.
So you guys do have stuff to talk about, obviously. You don't get bored with each other.
He's smart. He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we live in a very creative household, too. So we're always working on stuff. And, you know,
what does that mean, creative?
I mean, like, I write, we make videos, he makes most of his living off YouTube, so he makes a lot of YouTube videos.
Really?
How
do you make a living off of that? He's got ways?
There's ways.
Okay.
There are ways.
We won't reveal them.
No, I'm happy to reveal them to you because there's no, you know.
It's just about numbers, right?
Yeah, it's just about numbers and
persistence.
You got
like 20,000 or more or something, and then you start getting paid or advertising.
Well, he has about 200,000 subscribers now, but he does a bunch of stuff, and most of the money comes from sponsorships.
Right.
And so something I'm doing as a side job is some viral marketing like that, where I'll connect a company with a viral marketer, and, you know, if anybody out there needs their product or company marketed, you let
me know. Good. Where do they find you?
You could email me.
Tanya B.
Okay, go ahead.
TanyaB.net. So, you know, just like this week, he's promoting a website. They're giving away an iPad through him to his audience. So, and they pay him a certain amount of money for that.
Cool.
That's
so
cool.
So that's how, you know, if you have a lot of subscribers, that's how. Anyway, so he does that a lot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where there's a lot of creative give and take.
Cool.
This is kind of in line, but I don't know if you have the answer to this. When you do the viral marketing thing and you're doing it via YouTube and as a creator, I know that there's so many pros to getting your stuff out there and building up that fan base, right?
Yep.
And then if you can make money off of that, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then as far as owning that material, you don't own it anymore. So how do you, does that become an issue or no? You just give it away or?
I don't know of it being an issue. I know it's in their fine print.
Yeah.
I haven't, maybe there are cases out there that people have been affected by that fine print, but I personally haven't had an experience with that or know of anyone who has.
As far as like, okay.
Well, like for instance, like the second video we put up into the festival, it was put up on YouTube first.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do, you know?
Yeah.
If it won, is YouTube going to come after me for $2,000 or whatever it would have won? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, Tanya, you've been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us, really.
Best Russian I know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I'll know you. But I really know now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I've met people with Russian descent, but that doesn't count.
So what have we learned today? We learned a lot about sexual positions. We learned about Russians in Brooklyn, about brothels in Moldavia. And,
shave them if you got crabs.
Shave them if you got them.
Yeah, there you go.
Shave those crabs off. Woo!
All right, so we covered a lot of stuff today, and this is cool. So go to TanyaB.net and find out more about her. And Kira, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for serenading me that birthday song.
Happy day after your birthday, and I can't wait for your party on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Everybody, thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, originating from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. If you have questions about the show or would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.